Shlomo Hof, Gemara Yoma, Daf Dalet Amud Beis.
So we're up to the sugya Talad Amud Beis. Where for the continuation goes on for a short while, discussing a little bit of a side issue in the context of the Seder of the Prisha. We'll get back to Be'ez Hashem to see further understanding of the din of the preacher of Kohen Gadol on Dav Vov. But between the sugi and Dav Dalad Amud Beis and the sugi and the top of Dav Vov Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses the Seder of Miluim in some detail in the following context. Now the Gemara does it. Out in the Gemara, just about five or six lines from the bottom of Dalad Amud Beis. And the Gemara says like this, Mechlal de Tarvayu Svir Lehu, Miluim kol hakosov bohen ma'akev bohen. That means like this. The tarvayu means refers to the two shittas that we've seen in the Gemara previously, Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. Both of them, between the two of them, there's a difference of opinion as to where the makor of the prisha of Kohen Gadol is to be learned from. Whether it's to be learned from the seder of the miluim, where the Torah says that the Aaron and Bonov had to stand Pesach Hayom Moed for 7 days in preparation for the Yom Hashmini. When according to Reish Lakish it was learned from Sinai, from Moshe Rabbeinu's Prisha, to be able to be Nichnas Takodesh Baruch Hu, to be able to be hear the words of Hashem. So we saw last time in great details the various Psukim and Makoris and the Seder Parashas about what the Parashas and Mishpatim may refer to in the context of Moshe's Prisha before Kabbalah Sotera, after Kabbalah Sotera, etc. But just moving on from the Makoris in detail of where they both learned, respectively learned from, but just something that we, just to take stock of is, there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish as to whether the din of Prisha to be learned from Miluim, or whether to be learned from the din of Moshe Rabbeinu Behar Sinai. And the background for this was Reish Lakish is tainu to Rabbi Yechon. And Reish Lakish is tainu to Rabbi Yechon on Gimel Amud Beis was the following. Omer Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechon, just to remind ourselves of the following tainu. Mehecha kayolfus lo b'miluim. Lidvorecho, that you're learning the din prisha of the Kohen Gadol from Miluim, ima Miluim. If that's so, then azevi by Miluim kol hakosov behem ma'akev bohem. All the details that the Torah describes in the parasha is ma'akev. It's ma'akev the seder of the hesher of Miluim. Afochanami kol hakosov behem ma'akev bohem. Oivazei, the din of the prisha of the Kohen Gadol should also be ma'akev if it's one is learned from the other. And the Gemara goes on to taina. Reish Lakish goes on to taina from Rabbi Yechanan that it's nishtazei. That in the Seder of the Prisha of Kohen Gadol is Medayik from the Mishnah, because the skull is maskinin and not mafrishin. So Reish Lakish proved, be'etzer, l'chayra taina which Rabbi Yechanan accepted, that the Prisha for the Kohen Gadol is not ma'akiv his eligibility to be able to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur. But by the Miluim, all the halachas that are quoted in the Seder of Miluim, and l'chayra this din of Prisha as one of them, is all ma'akiv the Seder of Miluim. So if you learn it from Miluim, then it should be ma'akev like it is in the Seder Miluim. And Rabbi Yechanan ultimately didn't accept that taina. The Gemara doesn't say what Rabbi Yechanan's response was. No, Reish Lakish did. And because that Reish Lakish learned the din prisha from Har Sinai. Reish Lakish presented the taina, and Rabbi Yechanan didn't accept the taina. He didn't answer. He didn't answer, correct, yeah. He didn't answer Reish Lakish's taina, but it seems as the Rishonim and Masbeh that Rabbi Yechanan held in that even if you learn it from Miluim, it doesn't need to be ma'akev in the same way as it was by Miluim. Now what we're going to consider is this statement, which seemed to be accepted by Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, that everything that is mentioned in the context of Miluim was ma'akiv. That was a taina which Reish Lakish taina to Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan didn't argue on that. He didn't argue that it wasn't ma'akiv by Miluim. Why he held that wasn't a taina in the context of Prisha, Kevin Danzai, they held that even if you learn Prisha, it doesn't necessarily need to be ma'akiv the same as Miluim. But what our Gemara is saying is, Michalal, the Tarayu Svirlu, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish Beda Halton, Miluim kolakosav behem akivet. That's true. And the Gemara is going to go on to tell us later on, maybe, what the makoyer of it in the parsha of Miluim is to tell us that everything that was learnt in the Seder of the parashas of Miluim was takim akif. There's nothing in the Seder of Miluim which if you missed out, were to be matched the Seder of Miluim for the heksha that he needed to achieve. Zog Rashi has it. Mechlal Tarvayu, it's come out the Rashi almost at the bottom of Dalad Amud Beis. Mechlal Tarvayu, Mahadel El, it's going back on the Gimel Amud Beis. Mida Omele Rishloch Shab Yechanan, Ima Miluim Kalakosav Behe Ma'akev, Rav Yechanan didn't argue on the fact at least what Rish Lakish is halacha by the Miluim was. Mechlal, that they both agreed that this din of the Seder Miluim was to be Ma'akev. And would like Beis Hashem to have an opportunity to read through a little bit of the Seder Parshas of Miluim to understand the various halachas which the Gemara suggests, what this refers to. Very interesting parsha of the Seder Miluim. And unfortunately for many of us, when we learn it in the Seder of the Parshas in Tetzaveh and in Tzav, it doesn't mean very much for us, and we don't even realize sometimes that we're learning the Seder Miluim. But we get through this sugya, we'll have an opportunity to be able to look at the Parshas, hopefully in a more meaningful way. Al Kaponim is not the Gemara Azai. Because that was Rish Lakish's title, which Reichner accepted. Deitmar. Because about the Seder Miluim, there was a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. Miluim, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, Chad Omar, Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akev Bohen. Everything, all the details of the parsha of Seder Miluim is Ma'akev, that's one shitter. The Chad Omar, Dova Ma'akev, Ledoir is Ma'akev Bohen. Only those Seder Korbonas which we learn about in future Dine Korban was to be Ma'akiv in the Korban, was Ma'akiv in the Miluim. But the extra protein that there were in Miluim, other details which were not Ma'akiv in the Beis, were not Ma'akiv in the Seder Miluim either. The Seder Krovas and Miluim and all the Seder Aveda wasn't any worse off in the Seder what to be Ma'akiv than things were to be Ma'akiv in the Beis. In the protein of Miluim, everything that the Torah tells in Miluim, all of it's Ma'akiv. Generally so, Al Kaponim. So the Gemara, the Chadom Adom Makarodoyz Makiv, Shay Makarodoyz, A Makiv, go ahead. So the Gemara, that was Bemes Amachlikas between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, where we didn't know who says what as such. Chadom Ava Chadom Ava, there was a Machlikas which we didn't know which opinion to attribute to which rich man the Omar. Ava, the Gemara says, we happen to know from the information that we've got in Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish's discussion that Rabbi Yechon is the one who accepts the fact that's called Akosav Behem Makiv Bohen. The Chad Omar between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina must be that Rabbi Yechon was the one who held Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akev Bohen, because that was Rish Lakish's time on Gimel Amud Beis. And Rabbi Chanina is going to be the one who holds no, only Dova Ma'akev Lodoyer is Ma'akev Bohen. Tistayim, the Rabbi Yechon, who Dova Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akev Bohen. Mida Ka'omar Le Rabbi Shimon and Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon and Imam, Iluim Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akev Bohen. But Loikim Adu, Loikim Midi, and Rabbi Yechon didn't argue on that. Is a raya that Rabbi Yechonan accepted this hanocha of Rish Lakish, and therefore he's the one in the context of this machlokes in Miluim who holds that kol hakosav behem, that means all the details that the Torah describes in the Dina Miluim is ma'akev, the heter of the Miluim. So Rashi, if it is time, the bottom Rashi dalan on, but it's proved in Rabbi Yechonan and Rabbi Chanina, the pnege b'hamilsa ba'alma, it is time, ochad Rabbi Yechonan and Omar kol hakosav behem ma'akev. So the Gemara might be now. Now the Gemara is going to go on to learn various protim and halachas in the Seder of the Miluim. And the Gemara now is going to try and understand where are the differences between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan as to what may be Ma'akim in the Seder of Miluim. Many parts of the Seder of Akravas HaKorban, the Zrikas Adam, the Kabbalah, is Ma'akim in every Korban. So that's Ma'akim Ladeiris too. But there are other elements which are mentioned in Miluim, which normally are not Ma'akiv, which are going to be Ma'akiv according to Rabbi Yechon, because of a Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akiv Bohen. Frey the Gemara, what are these? What are the protim about which they are that Machlokes is discussing? And the Gemara goes on to discuss various of the suggestions about what there was in Seder Miluim. Some things which we find in regular Seder Karbonas, something which we find perhaps only in the context of the Miluim, extra dinim which we don't normally find. But Al Kaponim, various protim in the dinim of the Seder of Avodah Miluim, which were not to be Ma'akev L'doiris, which according to Rabbi Yechonan would be Ma'akev the Seder Miluim. What's it thus? So think about the first suggestion. Amar Rav Yosef, Smicha Eke Binayim. L'man da Omar Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akev Behem, Smicha Ma'akva. L'man da Omar Dova She'in Ma'akev L'doiris, Ein Ma'akev Behem, Smicha Loi Ma'akva. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Smicha is one of the things which is mentioned in the context of the Seder Miluim. And if we just give ourselves a chance to look at the Seder, as I say, it's just pushed as an opportunity to be able to have a close-up look at the Seder Psukim. we'll be able to find various things that the Torah talks about. Very interesting parashah. The Seis Tazai, amongst the Gemaras, amongst the suggestions of the Rishonim. And just in brief, just to see the parasha that we're referring to, there's a parasha in Parshas Tetzaveh, after Revi'im, Perek Choftes, after the Torah is referred to the Seid of the Big Day Kahuna, the Torah says, V'zah dovah shatas alohem, this is the Seder, this is the process which you shall do for them, l'kadesh oisom l'chahin li, in order to be mekadesh to kohenim, to give them the opportunity to the avodas hakohuna. What is it? The whole Seder of this Perek, and it's repeated in Parshas Tzav Be'ikah, where the Torah tells us that this is all that they have done. This is where the tzivui was given, and subsequently we learn about when the Torah Nochamon in Parshas Tzav goes through a great arichas of the Seder Miluim, where basically it's a repetition of the tzivui just as it's been this time, as Aaron of Onav, Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. We'll try and work out who did what, as they had actually done it. Oh, but this is the parasha where the instruction was given. You have to take three korbanos, a par and two elim. And there was lechem matzahs, v'chalitz matzahs, belulis v'shemen, rekikim matzahs. There was a whole seder of avodah that had to be accompanied these korbanos. I'm not going to get involved in great detail in all the seder psukim about what happens with each one, but just to see various protim which is going to be negev for us as we see through the sugya Gemara. Then the Torah says, "V'lokachta sabegodim." You take the big day kahuna. This is impossible. Okay, v'ilbashtres arves akatoines, etc. The various begodim that he were to wear. V'lokachta shemen amishchov yatzaktov al roishu imashachta oisoi. So there's a seder of korbanos, which we'll get to see further details of. There's a seder of levishas begodim and meshicha b'shemen amishchov. There's bana bonav takravi bashtam kutoles v'chakatam oisem avneit. Each one of the relevant seder of the golden that they were to wear. Then the pasuk in parshin pasuk yud begins to describe the seder avoda of what you're supposed to do. V'kravtem as apar lifnei oyanoyed. And here's the first words that are relevant for our parsha. V'zishteit v'somach aron avonav v'sidem arush apar. So here the Torah is telling us. The Aaron of Olav had to do smicha on this par. They need to do a smicha on this korban. V'shochadotu as a par lifnei Hashem. The rest of the avodah was done. Most kimat everything that was done in the Seid avodah was done through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the koyin amashamish. Let's call it in the seder of the Me'am Miluim. And Rashi explains the reason why Aaron of Olav did the smicha is because smicha is done through the bailim. That's the thing that the bala korban generally does. And therefore, they did the smicha like the Bailim were to do. In other words, it's a korban that's being brought for them, and they were the Bala korban. The Aveda was done through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's basically the way the setup of the Seder Aveda of Miluim was. So the first thing the Torah tells us is, V'shobach Aaron of Onav Esedem Arish Apar, then you do the Shechita. You take the Dam Apar, and perhaps we'll remind us that we'll take note of Posuk Yud Beis, because it's also something which we should discuss. V'lokachta midam Apar, v'nosata al karnas ha-mizbeach, you do the Zrika. As you were to do with a normal chatos, ve'es kol adam tishpech, and you say dam isbeach, you do shvichas of the shiraim of the dam. Then the Torah tells us various parts of the seder of what you do on the hakrovos of the isbeach, the chilev, etc., the chilek haimurim which go on the isbeach, the bosor gets burnt. Then the Torah tells us again the ayil, the so ayil agot achot tikach, the somcha arad of one of us yedem aroisha ayil. Then the Torah repeats the din that they need to do smicha aroisha ayil. And then the Torah tells us the Seder procedure, what you do after the Shechita, the Zrika of the Ayil, how you deal with the various parts of the Korban. And then the Torah tells us about another, this is the Ayil is a regular Oila, and that's the way that it was dealt with. The power is Dimitu Achata, Dimitu Oila. V'lokachto as Ayil Hasheni, the Somach Aaron, again, the Din Smich is mentioned the third time when we talk about the third Korban, which was the second Ayil, which was brought for the Miluim. V'lokachto Ayil Hasheni, v'somach Aaron, as a vodem, v'sidem al Rosh Oil. Again. And then the Torah tells us an interesting seder of the zrika of the dam lekachni midomay v'nosata tenucha izen aron tenucha izen bono vayimon is boyen yodom etc. Various parts of the zrika sakorban that were to do. And then I'd just like to mention a chilek of the avoda which is done with this aisle. The Torah talks about arichas about what you do with the lechem etc. And then the Torah says the following, V'lokachta asachoza, just in Pasuk Chavov, because this is referred to again before Rishon HaHemshech HaGemara, about this Avodah So'ayil, you take the choza me'el ha'miluim, this is the ayil is called the e'el ha'miluim, the previous ayil is the ayil ha'oilo, which was brought without much differences as far as the Milum is concerned. This second ayil has got a lot of extra detail in the lechem that comes together with it, etc. This is the Eila Milum, the Zrika that you do on Aaron Abonov, but with this ayil. Then it says, V'lokachta ez achozem Eila Milum asher la'aroin, v'heinafta oisoi tzidufa lefnei Hashem. That's the chozer v'shoik, which you give to Aaron Abonov. Be'emesis, this was given to Aaron Abonov from all the karbonos. It's the chelik of the matonos. It's given, the chozer v'shoik was always given to Aaron. And this pasuk talks about the tenufa, which was also regular than every shlomim, where you took the chozer v'shoik and gave it to Aaron, was also had a ma'aseh tenufa. But here the Torah relates specifically, the Torah talks about the tenufa that one was to do with the chozer v'shoik, v'lokachta ez achozer me'ila miluim, v'enavta oisoi v'kidashta ez chazer tenufa, v'sheik hatshom ha'shahunof ha'shura me'ila miluim, which is given afterwards to Aaron Abonov. So these are some of the details of what we see in the parasha. The Torah tells us afterwards that this seder was done for 7 days. The seder of Yishas HaBedodin, the Shaman HaMishcho, everything was done. Uvigdeh, Shivas Yomim, Yilboshem HaKoyin Tachtov, and everything else is done for the seder of the 7 days. V'osiso la'aron Avonov Kocho, this is what's done la'aron Avonov. Shona Kosov HaKofi la'achiv, la'achiv, this is one of the Makoris that we're going to see in the Gemara, that all the protim is ma'achiv. Shem Chisa Dovo, this is the Rashi, just quoted, reading out in Pasuk Lamed Hey. Mikol Echo the Obo Be'inyo Lui Nismanu Lili Yitz Kedosim Avadosom Psula. Very important to know, Rashi read, so it's a very important Yisoid, that if there's going to be any V'osiso la'aron Avonov Kocho, if any of the protim aforementioned are missing, the milli of the coin didn't work, and the avodah is also avodah psula. Both prots are important to bear in mind. Shivas yomim tamales or Rashi beinyan azev kabonos halolah b'chol yom. This seder of par and tuelim and each the unique kind of avodah of the elam iluim and everything else that went with it, ribui the begodim and the mashichas hashemen. This was a seder which was repeated for 7 days in the shivas yomei amiluim. And, as I say, this is a chelik of Kodmah, which is Ma'akiv, and in Parshas Tzav, much of the Seder of this Parsha is repeated to tell us that it was Niskayim, as the Torah tells us. So, we've seen in brief some of the deeds of the Parsha, and we've mentioned specifically, pointed out those halachas which the Gemara relates to before. So the Gemara yet says, back to our sugya. As I say, we will have reason to call on these psukim beis Hashem through the sugya. So the Gemara says, it might be night. Where is the point of machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina as to whether kol ha'kosav be'e ma'akev or kol ha'ma'akev v'doiris is ma'akev? Zot Rabbi Yosef, the first suggestion that the Gemara makes is smicha. Smicha, which is mentioned, as we've seen, the par, the ayil, both elim, all of them need smicha, which the Torah speaks about specifically. The Torah mentions they need smicha. Leman do'oma kol ha'kosav be'e ma'akev, smicha ma'akev. According to the man, the Omar, that all the protein which are mentioned in Milu will be ma'akev, then the smichas habayim will be ma'akev, it will be ma'hazad hetz miluim, and maybe the hechshar korban as well. The man, the Omar, dover she'ei ma'akev l'doyre, se'ei ma'akev, when smicha lo'i ma'akev. So smicha will not be ma'akev by the miluim, because it's not ma'akev l'doyre either. So if it's subject only to those things which are ma'akev, the future seyda avoida, which are to be ma'akev miluim, I was saying this wouldn't be ma'akev either. So the Gemara writer has l'doyre is minolam d'loy ma'akev. So the Gemara Taka just wants to find this Makor, investigates this Tzisayid, which state in the Gemara, that Smicha in generally, Karbonos is not Ma'akev. Although all Karbonos need Smicha, every Chatas, Eila, and Shlomim of Karbonos, Yochid, all of them have Smicha. Aber, Sinish Ma'akev, the Karbon, it's not Ma'akev. The Sanya, the Somach, the Niritza, this is a posse which describes the Din Smicha of regular Karbonos of a Yochid. Frank the Gemara, the Loshen of the posse of a Somach, the Niritza, the Chismicha, Mechaperes, the ritzui, the nirtza means that it's machaper, the korban achieves its tachlis of ritzui. The somach v'nirtza, v'chismicha mechaperes, v'aloin kapora v'dam, ki adam b'nefesh yichaper, everybody knows that the kapor of every korban is toilo, and avodas adam. All avodas, the shchita, the kabola, the hilocha, the zrika, ultimately is v'nirtza. The smicha is not meratza. So what's made the song nirtza shtek mefurish in the pasuk of smicha? U'ma'at ha'melim ha'vasorah v'nirtza. So here the Gemara Dash is very interesting. The Gemara Dash is the Pasuk Kimat Faket to the way that the Pasuk is written. The Pasuk says a Somach v'nirtza. But what the Gemara learns from that is Faket. Shem Osa l'smicha shiori mitzvah. That means shiori mitzvah is explained by the Rishonim of Rashi. Shiori mitzvah k'loima shaloi chosh lachshei v'oisa mitzvah v'loi somach. He did this as an insignificant part of the Korban and he didn't do it. He related to the smicha as if it was shiori mitzvah, something which wasn't important necessarily, and he didn't do it. Afilahochi, the halacha is, malalavakosav, ki'ilu loy kipper v'chipper. it's ki'ilu he didn't do a kapora because he missed it out, but really it's mechaper. And Bava says a very strange way of how the Gemara understands the samach and nirtza. Pashas the pasuk took about faket. You did the smich and it's nirtza. Oh, but the Gemara doesn't make. The Gemara says that if you did not do the smicha the way it should have been done, the Ainu, you didn't give any grace of hashivas for it, you missed out on the Samach Venerza. Afilachi is meratza, even if your attitude, your the way you dealt with the smicha is like Shiori Mitzvah, and you missed it out altogether. Afilachi is Venerza. That's why the Gemara doesn't make. It's interesting, Rosh and the Rishonim struggle to understand exactly how to understand that. And the Psukim, that's how the Gemara understands. What is the taich in the words ki'iru loy chiper v'chiper? So Rashi says the following. Rashi, that's machoik, Rashi and Rambam came out how to understand what it means, ki'iru loy chiper v'chiper. Rashi says, ki'iru loy chiper min amufcha. That means that although you didn't do a kapora min amufcha, you didn't get the ideal kind of opportunity of kapora, oba v'chiper, there's still a kapora, k'damir le'mezlochim, kiper le'gavra, de'ike kapora b'dam, ava loy chiper k'mi, Shemekaya mitzvahs koinim in amufcha. You didn't do the Seder Karban as you should have done. Ki'ir loy kippur v'chippur means you didn't do the ideal tachlis of what this Karban should achieve, but the etzem ritzi of the Karban you've been yotze. Loy kippur v'chippur you've been yotze. It's interesting that the Rambam, just when he quotes this halacha, just to quote how we. V'hasmicha shiyori mitzvahi. Lefichach, if lo yisomach kiper, ve'ena mavakeves, va'afal pikein mailen ala wakosav ki'ilu lo kiper. That means to say that the Rambam seems to be saying that he doesn't get, mailen ala wakosav ki'ilu lo kiper means he doesn't get any ritzi from this korban. But it's not ma'akev, it's brought a korban. And it could even mean that if he's menadav to bring the korban and he brings it, his yaitze is nadava, but he doesn't get any ritzu or any kind of achievement from this korban. The korban which he doesn't do smicha is loy kippur. Rashi is not mashma that it's loy kippur at all. Rashi is mashma that there is a kapora, it's not menamuvcha. So the shayla to understand exactly to what degree he's forfeited on the seder kapora, but it's not ma'akiv. You can bring it, and it's a kosher korban, that's lekula alma. That means it's avada not ma'akiv, the hechsha korban. It's ma'akiv, the ritzi of a korban to a degree. Although the Rambam says, ma'alu akosav ki'ilu loy kippur, which is mashma ki'ilu is getting no kapora from the korban, and that's difficult to understand, because the gemara dash nishtaz, they state v'nirza. And the Pashtas Apostle is telling us that there is a ritzi if you're related, you're a korban, episode nirza, dafim vis. There is a discussion amongst the Meforshim as to whether the halacha were to be that if somebody missed out a smicha on a korban, and they did the shechita of the korban, should they rather bring another one? It's not ma'akif. You can go ahead and bring this korban. Should you rather stop and not go ahead with the avedas of korban in order that you should get the kapora? However, ma'akif is the Rashi or the Rambam or the name. Hey, he says, you've got a korban, it's a kosher korban, you can't just stop a kosher korban, it's mechayev akrova, you have to go ahead and do the akrova as a korban as it is. It's a shaila to what degree we understand that this korban is impaired by the... Sorry? A second one?
Yeah.
So Bava says there's a gemara in Menachos, a very interesting gemara, that if a person brings a shecht even a korban and he finds a muvcha, he's allowed to stop that one and bring another one. Yeah, that's okay. Let's leave that aside, the shaila, whether we're to be a bring another one. Mark upon him. Clearly is in the Gemara that the Avodah is not Ma'akev, the Smicha is not Ma'akev. He made the Shiori Mitzvah, Saguta Korban. You can go ahead, you can bring it, you can do the Zrika, and the Korban is kosher, certainly. How much is Meratza, how much you achieve Kapora and Tikkun, etc. through this Korban, it seems to be a discussion. Good, so that's the first suggestion of the Gemara. The first suggestion of the Gemara is, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Shit of Kolokosim and Ma'akiv, by Miluim, if there would not to be a smicha of Aaron of Ono, is Ma'akiv the Korban. You probably couldn't bring it, and certainly you wouldn't have the Hechshir of the Miluim to go and have the Aaron's right to be able to go and do the Avodah Zakarbonis. But there, I would just like to mention a very interesting discussion, just Bekitzer. There is a shayla amongst the Achrenim about what the Nafka Mina is in this Machlokes practically. Whether there is an afkamina, what's it doesn't know geya. The shayla state in Miluim, clearly, what was he referring to? Smicha, tnufa, well, there's various suggestions in the Gemaras and the Rishonim as to the protim of which are discussed, elaborated on the parasha as to whether the ma'akiv. The shayla is there any nafkamina into this machlokes? What happened then has already long been and long not relevant for us anymore. is this discussion as to whether the protim and the seder, in other words, the protim was in doing pashas the tzava, and maybe some of the protim was stated in acharim, is was given by yom hashmini, the seder karbonos, which is actually also part of this discussion, yom ha'akiv, nishma akiv. Where is that relevance, Bechlal, the Deiris? It's only the preacher that we learn from Elohim. And that Rabbi Yechanan, because that Rishlaki didn't learn, Rabbi Yechanan didn't have a taina. Yom Kippur is not a say. Elohim means to consecrate the Kohenim to make them royal Avodah for the first time. That's the say of Elohim that it has. The Shaila is any of it relevant for the future? It's just in brief I'd like to mention about perhaps when we finish the sugya we'll go and see how much of this is relevant to that. But there is a very interesting machlokes of Rambam and Ramban as to whether the mitzvah of the Seder of Korbanos of Miluim was ne'ma l'doiris or was only ne'ma for once. The Rambam brings in Shorish HaShlishi in Sefer Mitzvah, it's actually a very interesting discussion. And he says that you find various mitzvahs in the Torah which were only relevant at one time in the history, and those are not mentioned in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Wait, it's the Issa Al Yisirim Amin Al Boker of Mon. One of the things that the Rambam mentions. That's initially, it's not mentioned in Minyan Mitzvahs. It's not relevant anymore. It was relevant only to the time when it was. And so too, the Rambam brings various examples of Yisirim in Torah, which are not quoted in the Sefer Mitzvahs because they were one time. It was relevant only once. Was it no gay anymore in the future? It was no gay only at one time in history. And one of the things he brings an interesting machlokes between the Bahak and the Rambam in Shir HaShlishi as to whether the Seder of Avodah Miluim is to be mentioned or not. It brings the Bahag brings the Seder Avodah Miluim as part of Binyan HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam says it's not supposed to be part of Binyan HaMitzvahs because the Miluim was a time which was done once and it's not Ne'ma L'Deiris. The Seder Miluim was never, not Ne'ma in the future. And the Rambam, in his Machlekes, the Rambam of Sefer HaMitzvahs, goes extensively to be Chulik on this Rambam, and he brings both various cases in history where we find Bimei Ezra and Bimei various places where they brought Bimei Shloimeh, Bimei Ezra, when they consecrated the Mizbeach and they were Mekayim the Seder Miluim. So certainly the Korbonos, which are Negea for Chanukas of Mizbeach, that Seder Miluim is certainly Negea to future Doras as well, as they held the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to hold Nishtazoy, and Elzok Doichad Ramban, as Bebeim, and Yibon, and Bayis HaShlishi, that Doich Sayin HaSeder of all the Korbonos of the Miluim. And if he's a Pasuk, as we know, Elzoyis Teiras, as the Pasuk says, Lo'ilo, v'lamencho, v'lachatos, Miluim is one of the things which is mentioned. Vaisdei says it's a Seder of Halachas. You know, we all sing it when it comes in the Kor Keli. We refer to the Pasuk, which refers to all the, when Klal Yisrael and Yom Tov remind themselves of all the Korbanos that Klal Yisrael are waiting to be able to bring again. And that's why we sing it. Miluim is part of the Pesukim. On Reim, the Ramban, various Mekuris in Tanakh and other Mekuris have added the same Miluim as something which is Negeh in the future as well. Then says, Do'achelev, Chanukas, Amizbech, Do'achelbonos, Amiluim. So is Azoy. That Chaylik is only Machlik is what the Rambam holds, why it shouldn't be mentioned after this. That's Lechayrik, a Chaylik of the Seder Karbonos of Miluim, which is Negea, the Avoida to be Mechanach, the Mizbeach, and the Mishkan. That's for sure something which, as I say, the Rambam holds Negea Ledoiris. What I'm not sure, and I looked at it, this discussion, as I say, it's a lot of discussion around Ramban and a lot of Mekoiris, a whole discussion whether Karbonos and Asiyim were to be brought again. The Rambam says, no, they were menadav then as a one-time thing, Chanukas HaMishkon, and Andra Zog, no, that the Moses and the Seim were to be brought every time when there's a Chanukas HaMizbeach. A very interesting discussion, very interesting shayla, whether the Seder, Karbonos, and Miluim were Negei L'Doiris as well. What I wasn't sure about is whether this Seder of Karbonos that we're talking about, a Pashas Tzav, is part of this discussion. There's a certain Seder of Yom HaShmini which you need to bring a Chanukas HaMizbeach in order to be Mechanach the first day of the Avedis and Karbonos. So that's the Seder Miluim which can be negated every time Chanukas HaMizbeach. This Be'etzem was a Seder Avedah which is done specifically for the Kohenim Be'etzem. This is in order to be Mechanach the Kohenim L'Avedosom, the Seder of Karbonos that we did. Moshe Rabbeinu maybe did Bechlal Avedis. There were other Avedis that Moshe Rabbeinu Keseder did. Chelek was for the Miluim of the 7 days of consecration in preparation for the Chanukas HaMizbeach. And the Chelek was the Korbanos, which related to the L'chaim Li, for the Kohenim, in order to prepare for the Kohenim. So the Seder of whatever needed to be done for the Seder Miluim, in order to prepare the Mizbeach, etc., for it to be Royal Avodah, those Seder Korbanos is Shaykh L'Doris too. This particular Seder that we're referring to, the Par and the Isle, which was the Aaron of Onov, as the Torah refers to consecrate the Kohenim, that is something which could be, was never Negeh, to be Negeh again, Because once Aaron Avodah were Nimshach, so that's an automatic Mashiach for the whole future generations, it's very possible that this is something which was not to be repeated again in the future. There are certain parts of this Seder Karbonos which were to be, and certain not to be the Chayra. So in the discussion of the Gemara of Kol HaKosam and Ma'akiv, whether that's Negei L'Doiris, the Pshat is the Chelik, which is Negei Karbonos HaMiluim, the Chelik of Chanukah HaMizbeach, could well be, at least according to Ramban and other Rishonim, something which they get every time when we're Mechanach the Mizbeach, whether it was a new Mizbeach in Shleima, in Bayis Sheni, and other opportunities, there was a Seder Milum where this Machlokes would be very relevant. Whether it's Negev for these particular Karbonos of La'aron Avonov, and then there's a Shaila, I think there's a discussion even whether La'osid Lovay is after Tchias Amesim, whether the Kohenim will need a new Seder Mashiach, or whether we assume that because they were Nimshach originally, it's not the same goof of Kohenim anymore any longer. It's something which is a new kind of a circumstance. It may be whether this Seder will be a Negev again one time in the future, the Seder of the Chinuch of the Kohenim themselves. That's Shaila. The Shaila Beis Hashem, which perhaps we'll see more in further details by Hemshech. Al Kaponim, Tzik to the Gemara. So we're discussing this parasha, the parasha of the specifically the Mashiachas HaKoyanim, the Korbonos of the Koyanim, the Ribi Begodim, the Mashiachas HaShemen of the Koyanim, etc. And we're trying to analyze which part of this Seder of Aveda is the Machlekes about which is Ma'akev with Shlot. And the first thing is Smicha is not Ma'akev normally, but it were to be Ma'akev over here. Rav Nachman Amitz Olchom Atnufa again Abba Zolvayt Tnufa Ike Binayim. The man Lama Kolo Kosev Ma'akev Behen Ma'akev. This Tnufa that we find in the parasha would to be Ma'akev. Ma'ashein Kein. The man Lama Dover Shein Ma'akev Ledoiris Ein Ma'akev Behen Loi Ma'akev. So Tnufa is not Ma'akev for future korbanos, and therefore Tnufa would not to be Ma'akev here either. Not to be Ma'akev here either. Uledoiris Minol Under Loi Ma'akev. How do we know that Ladoiris, this is not Ma'akev? So Bava says, this discussion of the Gemara is a very interesting one. Both in the suggestion of the Tanufa being Ma'akev here, and in the suggestion of the Tanufa, well, the Tanufa Ladoiris we'll get to see in a minute. What's very interesting about this Tanufa is like this. The Tanufa that we refer to in the parish of the Miluim, as we've seen in the Psukim, you take the Chaz of a Shaik, and you do the tnufa, v'hinachtem, tnufa l'fnei Hashem, v'yol l'chol amona. That's, and then afterwards it's given Aaron of Onov. Hashahunov, Hashahurim, v'hinem Elohim Hashem, Aaron of Onov, and afterwards v'yol Aaron of Onov, v'yis b'nei Yisrael, because that's the truma, that's the chaz of a sheik. But this chaz of a sheik is done, this tnufa is done after the avodah of the zrikas, hadam, etc. has all been completed. The Torah says, v'lochas ayel hasheni, v'shachatto, you do zrika on Aaron of Onov, v'lokachta amdam l'zbeach, you do the various, the Seder Avodas Adam, and then you do various other parts, V'chichat Lechem, etc., wherever you do the Samtala Kapayar of Kabbalah, you do, there's two parts of the Tanufa Bemis. There's Tanufa for the Chaz of Ashoik, and there's also a Tanufa that you do with the various parts of the Lechem that you bring, the Mincha that's brought together, the Rokik, etc. But the Shaila about what should be Ma'akev over here in Tanufa is an interesting one, because L'chaira, once the Korban, the Avodas Adam and the Korban has already been completed, usually the korban is already considered a korban which has already had its kapara, had its tikkun, etc. That there should be a suggestion that there's something which afterwards, for example, whether it's the chaz of a shoyik, whether it's the kika lechem, that this tnufa should be ma'akev the heksha a korban, that's a very, very difficult to understand. Once you complete the avodah, said that the smicha could be a suggestion because the smicha is prior to the shechita, it could be. If you miss it out, you can't continue to do the avodah. Oh, but to suggest that the tnufas, various tnufas, after you finish the zrikas akorban, should be ma'akev the hechsha akorban, that's a very difficult thing to suggest. So, but l'chayr, what the Gemara does mean is that these avodas were to be ma'akev in the heter of the miluim. That means to say that the miluim requires the tnufa of the kikalechem, the lokach leisa miyodom, etc. That you do the tnufa and you do the haktorah of the various lechem, etc. And then you do the chaz of a sheik, you do tnufas. When the Gemara by us is talking about the Tanufa, it's Pashta's talking about this both Seder Tanufas that the Torah is talking about. And what the Gemara was to suggest is that Avada, it wouldn't be Ma'akev the Korban that was brought. The Chaz of Ashoik Avada is not Ma'akev the Tanufa. But perhaps what the Gemara is suggesting is that the Heter of the Miluim, if you didn't do the Seder Tanufa, which the Torah talks about in the context of this Korban, then you would the heksher of the Kohenim, which this Miluim achieved, would be Ma'akev, and there wouldn't be mutter for the Kohenim to go and do the Avodah. That's the Chayra. So the Smicha was made by Ma'akev the Korban Bechlal. The tenufa is not ma'akiv the korban, but it would be ma'akiv the kohenim of doing the avodah. Whether it's a tenufa chaz of a shoyk, or whether it's a tenufa of the lecha kika lecha chalas lecha v'satam v'sandal kapei aron of all of it, it's a tenufa. Both the tenufas lechayra what the Torah is referring to, and both of them were to be ma'akiv maybe the hechsha kohenim. Now, why the Gemara brings the raya tenufa minol on that it's not ma'akiv in future? Where is the Gemara bringing makori from tenufa? The Emma says the Gemara, and that's a very interesting kind of a tushta. The Gemara brings a makor from a totally different din of tenufa, not the din of tenufa of chazav shoyik, not the din of tenufa of chalas lechem, etc. The Gemara l'doiris minolam d'lei ma'akve the sanya l'tenufa l'chapa boy v'chi tenufa v'chaperes haloyin kapola b'dam shneim ki adam v'benefesh chaper a similar tiny to the Gemara before matleim l'tenufa l'chaper shemasol l'tenufa shiori mitzvah malal v'chazav keilu loy kipper v'chipper. So the Gemara says there is a pasuk of tenufa. Again, where the Torah relates to the kapora with the tenufa, and the Gemara says, "Avada, the tenufa doesn't achieve kapora. Kapora ultimately is only avodas adam."
According to the pshat, subsequent that we're talking about, to the dam's in the pasuk.
Yeah. So what the pasuk means is that tenufa is not the kapora is not tefillin tenufa. Kapora and dam, whether it's been or hasn't been, doesn't matter. But it's not.
So
it's
I thought
not.
We're talking the hamin emes for the
after. So, the case that the Gemara is talking about is not that way. We'll get to see in a minute. But the tiny of the Gemara, that's not relevant to the tiny of the Gemara. The tiny of the Gemara is. You can't talk about tenufa mimachaper.
That's only practical difference, though. It's only subsequent. It's not what came before.
Either way, I'm saying, let's talk about smicha. Smicha is before, and it's correct. Still not. It's not mechaper because the mechaper is only dam or nefesh mechaper.
But we're talking about tenufa here.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, so the Gemara's got a taina. As a kenish line, that the tenufa is what brings kapora. Kapora is brought by avodas adam. That's where the kapora. It could be you do it, but it's not avodas kapora. Now, what tenufa is the Gemara dashing about on this pasuk? We state in the pasuk. Tenufa l'chaper. Where is this pasuk that the Gemara is bringing a raya from? So the Emes says, this is talking about a different tenufa altogether. It's talking about a tenufa in the Parshas Metzora. The Torah talks about the beginning of Parshas Metzora, the Seder of Taras HaMetzora, you being the Tzipara. I can't say Seder that the Torah refers to. And the Torah says like this. V'lokach ha-koyres ha-keves ha-echot v'hikir v'yisei la-oshom v'es loik ha-shemen. There's a tenufa which you do with the Hashem Metzora, the Keves, which he takes, and the Loig Hashemen, there's a Loig Shem Hashem Metzora, and an Hashem with the Keves and Metzora, you take the two, and you do the tenufa. And about this tenufa, the Torah refers to the tenufa being Mechaper. Sorry, just the pasuk in Chof Dalet, for those who got the pasuk in Yudalet Chof Dalet, state v'lo kachak koydes a keves a oshem as loy gashomen. You take the keves together with the loy gashomen. The heini foyisem a koyin tenufa lefnei Hashem. The Hashem metzora together with loy Hashem metzora, you do a tenufa lechaper. Freit the Gemara v'chit tenufa is Chof Aleph, sorry, v'dalu. Sorry, yeah, you're right. Sorry, possibly. If you don't know, look at Kevitz Achad La'oshem, the Tenufa, Lechaper, all off. So you do the Tenufa with the Kesef, it's Lechaper. Akoponim, so the Possum's telling us about this Tenufa which is done of the Asham Matsuri together with the Loik Shemen, that this is a Tenufa which is Lechaper. Freit the Gemara, the Tenufa is not Lechaper, the Avodah Zakobin is Lechaper, the Dam is Lechaper, but not the Tenufa is not Lechaper. So the Gemara, Elomai Faket. That if you did, made tenufa shiori milcha, if you missed it out, you still get the kapora, it's not ma'akev. That's what the Gemara is dashing. But just what's interesting is the following, in the tushna of the Gemara, this tenufa is talking about tenufa before you brought the korban. The taking the osham and taking the loig is talking about the tenufa that you do with the korban. This lachape, pasuk chof aleph that you're talking about, the ein yodam of lokach kaves achot osham l'tenufa lachape erolov, this is what he takes, and afterwards he goes ahead and does the seder avodah. He's doing a tenufa before. That, in that context, there would be a mokim to be done, that maybe the tenufa should be ma'akiv, and on them state the Torah that the ma'isa it's not ma'akiv. The Gemara is comparing that to the tenufa that we're talking about in the Seder of the Miluim, which is a Seder tenufa, the Chazav Shoyk, certainly after, and the rest of the Seder tenufa we do is after the Seder Korban. So, l'chaira, what the Gemara means to compare, is whereas the tenufa in the Parshas Metzora, the shaila would be that's ma'akiv the Hashem Metzora, the Hechshah Korban. The Korban wouldn't be a kosher Korban in the context where we're learning that tenufa is not ma'akiv. Who are doing it? We were to think about that in the context of the Eilam Iluim, where you do tenufa, although you do tenufa after you brought the Korban, so there doesn't seem to be any reasonable having that should be ma'akiv the Korban once you've done that Avodas Adam. But lachayre to be ma'akev the avodas of whatever you're doing tenufa with to the nafkamina were to be not in the hechshar akor but in the hechshar of the avodas of milut. That's lachayre what it means. Akoponim. So the second suggestion in the Gemara is tenufa. Both of them can be true. The tenufa that we find in the avodas of milut in parshas tetzava, whereas normally in a korban tenufa is not ma'akev. In this korban it would to be ma'akev. And whereas smicha in the korban is normally not ma'akev, in the smicha of the various three korbanos that we have in Meluim, the smicha would be ma'akev. You couldn't go ahead with the korban. So in the smicha, we ma'akev the korban is not kosher b'chlal. The other avodas is not ma'akev. The korban is ma'akev the avodah legab with the Meluim. I'd just like to mention briefly, before we go and move on to the sugi, Rav Popper's suggestion. Tosfos has two other suggestions in the Gemara, just to mention what may be, as other details that we find in the parasha, which are normally not ma'akev, which perhaps were to be ma'akev the Seyda Meluim because of Kol HaKosel Bohem. The first thing is, the din that we find in the posuk of the Meluim, one of the dinim that we mentioned previously, what you do with the Seyda Avedas Hadam, state that the state V'lo kachto midam apar, V'nosata al karnas ha-mizbeach be'etzbo epo, you do the zriko, the dam, on the coronas of the mizbeach, and the rest you shayfich on the seder mizbeach, like you do with all shiraim of a korban. Says Tosfos, we could perhaps suggest that the shvichas shiraim of this dam, which normally is not ma'akev, once you've done the zrikas adam, the shiraim is not ma'akev the korban any longer, but perhaps by the miluim it'll be ma'akev, the avodas adam of the shiraim. You put it on the seder mizbeach, kolakos, and ma'akev, just like smicha and tenufa and various other things which are normally not ma'akev, were to be ma'akev here. This is one suggestion that it were to be ma'akev. One suggestion of Tosfos. Another suggestion of Tosfos, another interesting suggestion of Tosfos that Tosfos makes, is that the Torah tells us that the emurim have to be brought on the mizbeach. You have to be ma'akev the emurim. Now we know that in every korban, the hakrovas emurim is not ma'akev the hechshar korban. Once you've brought the korban, the korban is kosher, the korban is meratzah. Whether you do or don't bring the emurim, the chalovim, and the various things which go to the mizbech, the Torah describes in detail. So Tosfos, maybe this is ma'akiv, this korban, or the het of the miluim, although normally the hakrovas emurim is not ma'akiv. So there's two further suggestions that Tosfos makes, besides the smich and tnufa that we're talking about in the parasha, that the Torah talks about, which is regular procedure in Karbonos, Shirai Shayari Adam, Hakrovas Emurim, which is not Ma'akiv Ladoiris. We know if you don't do it, it's a kosher Karbon, but maybe Ma'akiv should be Ma'akiv. Very interesting. And Tosfos actually finds Makiris within each one of these two. Perhaps we'll leave the discussion of Tosfos, exactly where Tosfos is Madaiah from, that it's not Ma'akiv. Very interesting. As an Ishma'akiv, Tosfos has the Karanus and his Beach itself, because it says karnas without a vav, so we learn that even if you only do one of the kronos, it's good enough, it's not ma'akev the hechsher of the zrika. So Tosfos madoch, if one of the kronos is enough, then about the shvicha shiraim is not ma'akev. If we learn that the four is not ma'akev, then the shvicha shiraim is not ma'akev. That's one din. Tosfos legaba, the hakrovas imurim, brings another makor. But I just want to mention a very interesting suggestion, a taida that the Tosfos Yishalim mentions be'etzim about the kasher of Tosfos. When I talk, that this class is a posture to give us a good, an extra kind of a perspective of understanding what's happening over here. Well, now, Taina, the Frektach of the Shail of the Gemara. Why can that not be a suggestion? It's never Ma'akev a Korban, Favos Nisht. Interesting Taina. Favos. Very interesting thing. And he says like this. It says the avodas hakorban be'etzem zrikas adam hakrovas emurim, that was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron wasn't meshamish the avodas. The zayin yom Moshe was meshamish big deilovim stated in the Gemara. Where he says meshamish, he did it on his own. Therefore, zot the tesis shonim azay the havamina that the chelik should be ma'akiv in the avodas. I mean, it's an interesting suggestion. Should be ma'akiv in the chelik avodas hamiluim. It's not in the Avodah that Moshe Rabbeinu did, that Aaron wasn't involved in. Doesn't it say in Avodah? About that, there's no Havamina that should be Ma'akiv more there than normally. We're talking about specifically the Avodahs which relate to Aaron. Vesomach, etc. And the tznufa, as Rashi explains over there, the tznufa was done by the bailin together with Moshe. They did it together. Somach yod tachas the bailin, because the kohen does the tznufa together with the bailin. So those halachas which relate to Aaron in the consecration of Aaron is those are the halachas which normally are not ma'akev, over there they were to be ma'akev. Smicha, tznufa, etc. Those avodas which Moshe Rabbeinu were doing, which Moshe Aaron wasn't involved with bichlal, that's that the sugya doesn't discuss those avodas bichlal. That's what the Tosi Yishonim says, and therefore that's not the issue of what to be ma'akev l'doyos and not ma'akev l'doyos. What avodah the miluim refers to, that's only the chelik which Aaron himself was directly involved with. Tosis halishdazay, Tosis holds that these kavanas were done for the purposes of being machshe Aaron l'avodah. So what if Moshe Rabbeinu did it? Don't make any difference who was doing it. But these were the parts of these korbanos, the tzoruch hamiluim of Aaron Avanov, so Mamela Kolokosim Akiv, doesn't matter who's doing it. Because Tosfos Yerushalmi says no. The Gemara is looking for those parts of the Avodah which Aaron himself was involved in, as opposed to things which Moshe Rabbeinu did at the Avodah. And that was only the Chelek HaBailin, in other words, in these korbanos, not really the Chelek HaAvodah because they didn't. Basically, let's move on a little bit in the Gemara. So we're looking for various details of the Seder korbanos hamiluim, which were perhaps Ma'akiv for the miluim, although they're not Ma'akiv Ladoiris. Rav Papa Omar, Prishas Shiva Eke Benayim. Leman da Omar Kolokosav Eh Ma'akev Eh Ma'akva. Leman da Omar Dova She Eine Ma'akev, Eine Ma'akev L'Doyris, Eine Ma'akev, Eim Loi Ma'akva. So the Gemara is like, Prisha itself is something which we can discuss. There was a Prisha for the Miluim, stayed off 7 days, Aaron of Onam had to stand Pesach Oyel Moed. Was that Ma'akev? So if you call it the man of a kolokasav ma'akev, and that's what we're saying, the seder miluim doesn't just mean avodah that Moshe Rabbeinu did for the miluim. There were the avodahs that they did Pesach Hayom Moed for the miluim too. So that was standing Pesach Hayom Moed. There was avodah which is specifically in the chadash in the seder miluim. The man of a kolokasav ma'akev, if he wasn't there for 7 days, he wasn't roy to serve as a kohen. The man of a kolokasav ledoyreis. Whatever's not ma'akev, the doiris is not ma'akev. So it wouldn't be ma'akev by the miluim either. So where do we find such a chetimsa? Where do we find such a chetimsa? Well, for the kohen, the preacher of the kohen godin. About this is
for Yom Kippur.
The preacher goes to Yom Kippur. The man, the Omar, the preacher of kohen godin is maybe not even the man, the Omar. The seistan zoi. The Gemara's understanding that there's a similar kind of an analogy, a comparison to the din of the prisha of the of Aaron of Olav Lemea Miluim, to the din of prisha of Aaron for Yom Kippur. And that, though the Gemara's understanding is Avada not Ma'akev, which was Rish Lakish's time in the Gemara, and given on the base is not Ma'akev, so Ladoris is not Ma'akev. So the Gemara, so if you were to hold the Kolokosav Ma'akev, then the prisha of the Miluim would be Ma'akev, because that's a detail within the parsha. If you hold that only does something which is Ma'akev Ladoris is Ma'akev, then Prisha, which is not Ma'akev L'doiris, because Aaron make himself Roy Favilis, Yemek Kippurim, the Prisha is not Ma'akev. So what the Gemara is saying is, leaving aside where I learn it from, but I've got two similar kind of Prishas. The Gemara understands that the Prisha of Yemei Amiluim for Aaron to be served as a Kohen Bechlal, as a Kohen, is similar to the Prisha to be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And if that's not Ma'akev, then it won't be Ma'akev in the Miluim either. Because it's not Ma'akev L'doiris, it won't be Ma'akev in the Miluim either. Yeah. The Achreinim Bamazah, so he says that's not their answer. Yeah, oh, the Rabbi Yitzchak is taka Frank Dashali, which a number of the Achreinim struggle with. In this Gemara is Mefurish Lechoira, that the priest of Aaron and Tzorich Yom Kippur is not their answer. So then Drosha Gemura, it's not Ma'akim, it's a Drosha Gemura. Otherwise, there can't be a Havamina, something which is Ne'eman Adoyrish, which is only a Din Drabono, is relevant to the Din of Yom Kippur. And Tosis, members, a great appeal on Tosis. One of the Kashal Gurus, and the Achreinim Frenkin of Tosis. Tosis, we saw Tosis and Dalad Amadalov wanted to suggest that the Yalfusa of Rabbi Yechonon, the Yalfusa of Kasha, also by Yemazah, came Tziva Shev Lasos, which is Ladoiris, is only Nasmachta, the Poshim Shat was means in the Miluim, it's only Nasmachta, that's why mine was Nichnas Mokim Dam, so Nishkan Deiraisa. Tosis and Dalad Amadalov suggested that Prisha for the Kohen Gadol generally was not a Din Deiraisa. And if that's true, then this Gemara is very difficult to understand, because this Gemara is saying that if it's not Ma'akev L'doiris, voltas nish Ma'akev Yemei Miluim, avad if it's not a Din D'Oraisa V'chal, there's no shayas, no tushtos of Din D'Oraisa. So let's go and see one extra line in the Gemara. Prisha. Prisha is not Ma'akev L'doiris, where a Kohen needs Prisha. Is that Shanish Ma'akev by the Miluim either? For if it's the man normal, that's called a Ma'akev L'doiris. So all the Seidi have to look at the Protim in the Karbonas, or the Avodah, where we find something in the future, whether it was Ma'akev, as to whether that were to be Ma'akev by the Beluyim, to make the Kohenim Roy to do the Avodah, lefi the Seder that they're doing. So the Gemara, Ravina, Oman, this is a very interesting discussion. Ravina is a very interesting sugi. Opens the door for an interesting sugi. Just want to see the, perhaps the beginning of this in you. Ravina, Oman, Ribu Yeshiva, Umashicha Shiva Eke Benayim. We saw in the parasha of Tetzava clearly that one of the things that the Torah relates to, besides with the korbanos that Moshe and the Aaron and Vonov did, there was the inyan of being giving him the ribu begodim, 7 days which he wore the big day kahuna, and 7 days when there was Mashichas Hashemet of Shemen Amishcha to make him roy to be a kohen. That was part of the seder of the avod of the hakrovas of the korbanos hamiluim and the hachon of the miluim. Zok Ravina, that's also part of this discussion. The man the Omar. Kol ha-kotzim en ma'akev behen, that were to be ma'akev. Shivas yomim wearing the big day kuhuna. Shivas yomim mashichas ha-shemen, Rashi says between his eyes, where he did kemin chaf with the shemen. So that were to be ma'akev, the miluim, you can't become a kohen without it. As I said, if it's no geladir, it's not the geladir, we'll have to consider. But upon him, those were two protim mentioned over there, which was ma'akev for the miluim, or such similar circumstances. So the Gemara, but l'doiris, it does nish ma'akev. And the Gemara goes on to discuss how do we know that this is not ma'akev. And what we're talking about l'doiris is when we're mechanech, when we have a kohen and we want to make him into a kohen gadol. This is the only case where mashicha ribu begodim is nogel l'doiris. A regular kohen doesn't need mashicha begodim. He's born to a kohen. There's only one particular circumstances when we want to make a kohen or a kohen mashuach muchama or a kohen ribu begodim, a kohen gadol. To serve as a Kohen Gadol, then we need to do Mashicha or Ribu Begodim, which is what the Gemara goes on to discuss. And there, the Shivas Yomim of Ribu Begodim and the Shivas Yomim of Shem Manisha is not Ma'akev. So in making a Kohen into a Kohen Gadol, consecrating a Kohen, regular Kohen, to make him into a Kohen Gadol, this Seder of Shivas Yimei Ribu Begodim and Mashicha is not Ma'akev. Ayibazoi, looking back into the Parsha of Parsha Zamiluim, whether the Shivas Yomim Begodim, the Shivas Yomim Hashem and Amishcha were to be Ma'akev depends on whether Kol HaKosavim Ma'akev or Kol HaMa'akev L'Doiris. Kol HaKosavim were to be Ma'akev, Kol HaKosavim L'Doiris were not to be Ma'akev. Lovaz there, Rabbi said, just how Rashi describes this parasha. Got V'loi Ketoni Mafrishin, V'af Alpi Sheloi Hufrash, Im Yer Absol, this is the Din Vashtet, that there's no Din Mafrishin, that's the Diyuk from which we learn that the Shivas Yimei Frisha of the Kohen Gadol is not Ma'akev L'Doiris. Therefore, whether it was ma'akev by the miluim will depend on how the machloek is about what the guidelines are. Ribui shiva. Now Rashi is going to tell us something about the inyan of ribui begodim that happened in this man of the miluim and could happen in the future. Whether that's ma'akev the kohen to be concentrated as a kohen. She yishamesh kohen gadol shiva yomim retzufim keshememanim oisei bechuna gedoyla. So ribu begodim means when we're putting on the shmeina begodim which belongs to the kohen gadol. In the case of the kohenim, but Aaron Avonov could have been four for the regular kohenim as well. But al kaponim, we're putting on the begodim. That's the pasuk talks about both of them, Aaron's begodim and the kohenim's begodim. Al kaponim, wearing the begodim either for a kohen gadol in the future or for the Kohen Gadol and the regular Kohenim in this man of the Miluim. V'shichas shivo sheyitnu shem alamishcha al roishay ben risa eino of zayin yom retzuvim. So there's a ribu begodim for zayin yomim and there's a v'shichas shivo for zayin yomim. Now what Rashi says is when Rashi talks about ribu shivo, Rashi says sheyishamish kohen gadol shivas yomim retzuvim kishamman oisir chuna gedoyla. Rashi says a very interesting thing. It's a point that I'd like just to mention at the moment we don't have time to see the discussion about this, very interesting discussion about this Rashi. But Rashi says, Ribi Begodim doesn't simply mean you put him on the Shmoyna, but extra Begodim. Let's talk about the 8 Begodim of the Kohen Gadol. And with that, the Begodim themselves are Mechanach, the Kohen Gadol, to be Roy, to be Kohen Gadol. Rashi says that the Ribi Begodim involves an Avodah which he does with the Shmoyna Begodim. Rashi says, Kishi Yishamish, Yishamish, Kohen Gadol, Shivas Yom Ritzuf. Rashi then, Shmoyna Begodim means doing Avodah with the Shmoyna Begodim. The Rambam Mamas brings this din of Ribi Begodim and he says Mefurish that the Ribi Begodim themselves, you put on the Shmoyna Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, that itself is the Chinuch, that's the Marba Begodim, is the way that we concentrate to consecrate the Kohen Gadol by being Marba Begodim. It doesn't need to do any Avodah. And Rashi seems to be understanding that being married by Begodim without doing any avoid in the Begodim is meaningless. And he's talking Ribi Begodim. Now, the Achreinim, the Gvura Sariyah, many Achreinim, say, Frekin Amorid the Kikash on Rashi. Because Aaron, during the 7 days of Milim, he didn't do any avoid. He did Ribi Begodim without any avoid. He didn't do any avoid. Moshe Voisim is Meshamish all 7 days. In fact, he says a Nakuda, which is actually very interesting. The Gvura Sariyah says, Moshe Rabbeinu did these. Sorry? Smicha is not Avodah, that's a Din Bailim he did it. A regular Bailim doesn't need Begodim to do Smicha. Right? The reason why Aaron did it, Rashi says him before Rishi, did Smicha and Tanufa Midin Bailim. Midin Kohen, Enish Kohen can Kohen Fakert. He was preparing himself to be a Kohen. Moshe did that Avodah. If also made Rashi say, Yishamash Bishmein and Begodim, the Rashash Bowen spread the Kash, come on, Chreinim. So I'll go to get touch with and amongst the Mephoshim, Rab Chaim, that we'll get to see. But the Bailim, the Horror. As in Ishdok and Avodah Ba'aron of one of regular Kohen Gadol, you can say he does Shmeinu Begodim, he does Chamiti Kohen, he does a Kohen, Avodah of a Kohen, Kohen Gadol Avodah, regular Kohen, but he does Avodah. Here in the Shmeinus, he made me Luim, when Aaron of one of the prepared, the Torah says Mefurish, he put on the Begodim, what did he do with his Begodim? He put them on, and that was it. He had Shemin and Mishchah, didn't do anything. And Rashi seems to be Mashmeh, he needs to be Meshamash, which we need to understand what Avodah was there to be done. Just to mention, an interesting, that will Beis Hashem, we'll get to this discussion, Ribi Begodim Mashiach next time. Just one interesting side point. The Gevura Sari says, Ba'emes Poshet, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamash Kekoin for 7 days, he did the regular Avodah as well. That means, besides the Avodah of the Korbanos of the Miluim that the Torah describes, was there a Tomid or was there? What's Dr. Rav from? Was there a Tomid? Oh, Rav Zegerech. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu did Avodah Shachar, he did the Tomid Shel Shachar, he did the Tomid Shel Mestomid, did Avodah Menorah, all Avodahs are regular in 7 days. And besides for those Korbanos, they're giving a Kohen, 7 days they're giving a Kohen. And Rav is 100% right, that L'chaira, well, says Zokt is certainly not Poshet, there may be difference of Midrashim and Pshatim, but we know that the Gemara in Shachar says that the Rishon of the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Esa Torah, not Lois Ayoin, there were 10 distinctions that it had. And the Gemara says before us that it was Rishon for the Avodah, the first ones of the regular Avodah, the Midosh was done then. And Rashi says that means, the Rishon Avodah means that the regular Avodah Sakarbonus were done in the Mishkan for the first time in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is mashma that they didn't do the regular Avodahs, the Tzmidim, etc. They didn't do the Shiva Sameluim. They did the Avodah that Torah tells us needs to be done for the Miluim. But the regular Korbanos Tomid parts were not done. It's an interesting discussion as to what Moshe Rabbeinu actually, how many of the Avodahs he actually did during the Shiva Sameluim. But it was certainly Avodahs done through Moshe. And the Rashi suggesting that Ribi Begodim requires an Avodah to be done with the Ribi Begodim is something which we need to analyze in the context of the Imei Miluim, because Pashtus Aaron didn't do any Avodah. That means Hashem, we'll see next time. Yes.